代吧，小的该死。
你看看，这个 Excel 表格竟然做成这个样子，出入怎么可能有那么大？就这点小事，他都能给你做成这个样子。那生活中啊，工作中，我们都会遇到这样那样的一些不尽人意的一些小事情，特别是在工作中。一个团队中，其实我们每个人的表现对整个团队都有所影响。那么在今天的对话中，我们会听到一位经理对自己部门新招的员工不太满意，就跟老板呢在抱怨他的 overall performance 总体的表现，觉得这新人呢有一点 unreliable。 那 reliable we know reliable 我们知道就表示可靠的，那再加一个否定前缀 un 就是不可靠的，不靠谱的 unreliableOK, I know you guys are pretty reliable, right? Our pretty reliable listeners. OK, 那我们先来听一听这段对话。语速呢可能稍微有一点快 But don't worry, I'm here to help you, OK? Let's take a listen to today's conversation and we'll be back in a moment. 我们先来听听这段对话，一会儿再回来。So, Lauren, I just wanted to talk to you quickly about our new customer support representative, Jason Huntley.
Sure, what's up?
Basically, I've got a few concerns about him, and the bottom line is, I don't think he's a good fit for our company.
Okay, what makes you say that? I thought you were pleased with his overall performance. Didn't you just tell me how impressed you are with his attitude?
Yeah, his attitude is great, but he's really unreliable. Sometimes he's really productive, but then other times... Take last Tuesday, for instance, he was 45 minutes late for our morning meeting.
Well, I'm sure he had a perfectly good reason, but that's not the only thing, you know? He really doesn't have the best work ethic. I'm constantly catching him on MSN and Facebook when he should be talking to clients.
Yep, but come on, Jeff, as if you don't check Facebook at work.
Look, you hire this guy. We've invested a lot of time and money in his training. Now it's up to you to coach him. Make it work, Jeff.
Okay, so now we know there's some issues about a new employee.那么新人刚来呢，难免会在工作中出一点问题。这个时候我们要学会如何巧妙地跟上司去反映这个问题。对话中这位男士应该是部门经理，对上司说
I just wanted to talk to you quickly about our new customer support representative.
语速比较快，我们拆成两个部分，先来看 over 前半部分的
I just wanted to, just to,
省略不要了 just wanted to, wanted to, 弱读
I just wanted to talk to you, talk to you,
还是弱读
I just wanted to talk to you quickly about,
连起来
quickly about our,
特主号为 d,
about our support representative.
Support 尾音特不要了
support representative.
那这上次听到了怎么说呢
Sure, what's up?
怎么了？有什么事吗
What's up?
除了用来表示打招呼，相当于 how's it going? 其实也可以表示哎，怎么了？有什么事吗
What's up?
上次问怎么了
What's up?
发生什么情况了吗？有什么事儿吗？这位男经理说道 Basically OK 母语人士经常用这个词 Basically 大致说来呀、啊、是这么个情况
Basically I've got a
连起来
Got a few concerns about him
省略 H T 连到后面去
About him Basically I've got a few concerns about himAnd the bottom line is,
bottom line, 这里可以连读也可以不读从这儿断开。
And the bottom line is, I don't think,
特不要了。I don't think he's, 连起来
he's a good fit,
特都读得很轻。Good fit for our company,
for our
company. I don't think he's a good fit for our company. 职场中讲话非常重要的一点就是
don't be too direct.
不要太直接而要 being diplomatic 要说话非常的委婉
being diplomatic
那么这位经理说话的风格就非常的 professional 非常的专业上司听到这么一说肯定是心知肚明那就问到
what makes you say that
此话怎讲
makes you
两个音读得很快的话也会产生同化的现象
makes you
what makes you say that
I thought
不要了 I thought you were pleased with his
省略 H
with his overall performance 就是我们的整体工作表现
overall performance
didn't you just tell me
didn't you
还是同话
didn't you just
to 不要了
didn't you just tell me last week, last week, how impressed you are with his attitude. His attitude, 连起来, his attitude. Didn't you just tell me how impressed you are with his attitude? 不是上周才跟我说你对他的态度很满意吗？这么快就变卦了。面对上司的质疑，这个时候我们要直面问题，不能再委婉了。His attitude is great, but he's really unreliable. 哎，态度是不错，但是呢，就是不靠谱。长得再帅，再小鲜肉，也不能当饭吃啊。前方高能，开启吐槽模式。Sometimes he's really productive, but then other times... 哎，有时候很高产，但有时候吧，哎，说多了都是泪啊。Take last Tuesday, last 不要了。Last Tuesday, for instance. 那上周二来说吧。He was 45 minutes late for our,不要了。For our, 连起来。For our morning meeting. He was 45 minutes late for our morning meeting. 估计这要是在一般的公司打卡迟到十分钟以上，这一天你就算拜拜了。不过这上司啊，还是挺照顾新人的。Well, I'm sure he had a perfectly good reason. Had, 连起来。Had. Well, I'm sure he had a...Perfectly, 注意中间的特也要被省略。Perfectly, 不要读 perfectly. Perfectly, perfectly good reason. 我想他一定是有什么原因的。哎，如此体恤员工啊，真是中国好老板呢。上司一直在帮新人说话，难道是有什么猫腻？不过男经理并没有松口。But that's not the only thing. But that's not the, not the, 特不要了。The only, 中间要加一个 y 的发音。The only, but that's not the only thing. 这还不是全部呢。That's not the only thing. He really doesn't have, doesn't, 也不要了。He really doesn't have the best work, best, 也不要了。Work ethic, 可以连起来。He doesn't have the best work ethic. 哎呀，他的职业道德有问题。注意，这里说的是不是最好的 ,not the best work ethic, 也是一种非常委婉的表达 ,diplomatic. 不要直接说别人啊 ,he really doesn't have work ethic, 这样伤人又伤己啊。继续补刀 ,I'm constantly catching him on, MSN and Facebook, when he should be talking to clients.几次都抓到他应该在跟客户沟通的时候却上 MSN 和 Facebook， 可能到现在为止还有人上班在偷菜呢。上司又回答说 Yeah, but come on Jeff, as if you don't check Facebook at work. Come on, 拜托了好吧 Jeff, as if 连起来 as if you don't 不要了 don't check Facebook at work， 好像你上班不上 Facebook 一样。 Look, you hired this guy， 跟你说啊You hired this guy, 你雇了这个人。We've invested a lot of, 第一处连读 invested a lot of, invested a lot of time and 不要了 time and money, in his training. We've invested a lot of time and money in his training. So now it's up to you, 连起来 it's up to you to coach him.Make it work, Jeff. Make it, 连起来 make it work. 这个语气啊就比较强硬了。Make it work, 慎用搞定它。本来想去抱怨一下新人的工作态度，没想到却被上司给推了回来。Make it work, Jeff. 好搞定它。You would say that, wouldn't you? 当然，你当然会这么说了。Wouldn't you, 连起来 wouldn't you? He's your cousin. 他是你表弟啊。What a jerk. What a jerk.真是混账 Make me hire your stupid useless cousin. And again, we have so many great phrases in today's collocations in use. 今天的对话我们学习了如何去抱怨，特别是在工作当中，所以说有很实用的一些短语。 Let's look at the first one. 我们来看第一个。 Now the man said, I've got a few concerns about him. Okay, have a few concerns about somebody.So concerns about, over, with somebody or something. Meaning a feeling of worry about something important. 就是担心啊或者是担忧什么东西。我们来听两个例子。There is a growing concern about violence on television.
电视中的暴力情节逐渐成了人们的担忧。
I just have a few concerns over whether China will devalue its currency.
我有点担心人民币会不会贬值。
The bottom line. And the bottom line is...
好，经理继续往下说。The bottom line is...
Alright, the bottom line is something that you think is the most important or the essential thing.
也就是最重要的。哎，总之怎么样，反正怎么样。注意 bottom line 和中文当中的底线两个字还是有区别的。
Now, two examples. In radio, you have to keep the listener listening. That's the bottom line.
对于电台来说，最重要的就是让听众持续收听。
The bottom line is...that it did not get the best out of everybody.
最关键的问题就是这不能使每个人充分发挥自己的长处。
Okay, and then he goes on saying that I don't think he's a good fit for our company. So here we have a good fit. It can be a good fit for a position, a good fit for a company,
就是合适的人选。
For example, since you've been working for many years in the industry,You are a perfect fit for this position.
你在这个行业工作多年，非常适合这个职位。
I managed to get everything into the suitcase, but it was a tight fit.
我把所有东西都塞进手提箱了，就是塞得很紧。
So then the boss said, I'm sure he had a perfectly good reason. So perfectly good reason. And usually we say good reason,
很好的理由。
Perfectly good reason 就是非常好非常合理的理由 Perfectly good reason For example He lied to us before He always had a perfectly good reason for that
他以前就骗过我们并且总是都有很合理的理由最后上司说了一句
Now it's up to you to coach him Up to somebody It's up to somebody Now if you say something is up to somebody Meaning that it's your duty orresponsibility
那么这是你的责任
up to
我们以前学过 up to 是表示取决于某人
it's up to you
取决于你咯
for example it's not up to you to tell me how to do my job
还没轮到你来告诉我怎么做好我的工作
it's up to the travel companies to warn customers of any possible dangers
旅游公司有义务提醒他们的顾客注意任何潜在危险再来听听这些重点单词
Representative 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 Concern 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 Work ethic Work ethic Work ethic Overall 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 Performance PerformancePerformance. Unreliable. 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 Productive. Productive. Productive.
在今天的对话中，我们了解到了在职场中出现的一些问题，应该如何用委婉的语言来表达。如果太直接，锋芒毕露，容易树敌。当然表达是一方面有时仅仅靠表达是远远不够的对方会一而再再而三地触犯你的底线所以这个时候我们有必要站出来
Stand up for yourself
但注意这个时候啊即使是这种情况我们还是要注意对事不对人不要指责别人的任何个人行为更不能人身攻击为了避免这种情况我们来听一听职场人怎么说以下是一段关于职场内容的问题讲解，语速很慢，大家可以先听三遍，而后对照听力原文进行理解，最后用回声记忆法来训练。另外，吉米老师还给大家准备了一道题目，请大家在听完后，根据你的理解，用所给单词把这句话补充完整。下次遇到类似的问题，我们就能得心应手。
Happy listening. What should you talk about?Talk about exactly what has crossed the line. Talk about specific behavior, not general character. That is, you can say things like, people feel rather frustrated when you interrupt them in mid-sentence. But avoid things like,
You're so impatient, and it bugs the hell out of everyone. And focus on professional standards of behavior, not necessarily personal manners. We're all different. One way to prevent confrontation in a situation like this is to avoid sentences that begin with the word you. Think about a statement like this. You never accept anyone's ideas. As soon as the person hears you, they will start to feel defensive. Instead, focus on the behavior or the people affected. You could say, in brainstorming sessions, we really need to listen to all the ideas before criticizing anything. Did you notice anything else in our bad example? Listen again. You never accept anyone's ideas. That word never is definitely one to avoid. In fact, avoid all kinds of extreme words and exaggeration, words like always, or completely, or worst. These words will become points of argumentation themselves.
Congratulations, you've made it this far. 恭喜大家一直完成到这一步。大家可以在我们的社群或者是我们的评论区进行留言。感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号随时随课。随时的随，时间的时，课程的课。随时随课，我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。